This is Dr. Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Amy Lisinski, attorney at law of the firm Morgan & Morgan, address on file. Dear Ms. MS, dear Ms. Lisinski, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Sandra Dunn, please note the following medical letter. First name, S-O-N-D-R-A, Dunn, D-U-N-N. On April 10th, 2026, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client via telephone, comma, and performed a physical examination by Zoom, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 55-year-old female, height 5'7" tall, weight 140 pounds, who was involved in a fall at the Indianapolis airport on or about December 24th, 2024, period. Another party placed some luggage on the security belt. Actually, let me replace that. Luggage was placed by another party under the client's feet. The client was not aware or did not see this, and it resulted in the client falling forward, landing flat on both knees, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she had immediate pain both knees, comma, left hand and other areas of pain, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, she is still having problems with her right knee, period. She also had been experiencing some depression and anxiety related to these injuries, period. New paragraph. In reference to her right knee, her understanding was that there was a shattered patella, period. She was treated with a brace, crutches, physical therapy that she did on her own, as well as medication and an injection, period. The pain is constant, period. It is described as a throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. It is a non-radiating type pain, period. She states she has problems with swelling and diminished mobility, period. She is unable to walk on sand and has problems walking on other surfaces as well, period. She is aware that she has a scar with described as dents in her knee, period. She is aware of an abnormal gait, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was approximately 6 days after the injury. She was seen in the emergency room in Melbourne, Florida. They did x-rays, examination, and a splint, period. She was given IVs, and she was referred to orthopedics. She was seen there a few times with x-rays. She could not afford physical therapy, so they showed her home exercises, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with yard work, comma, sports, comma, jogging, comma, exercises, comma, walking over 3 blocks, comma, standing over 2 hours, comma, sleep, comma, and walking on uneven surfaces, period. New paragraph. Medications include ibuprofen and an antidepressant. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines, including ibuprofen, comma, exercises, comma, and an occasional brace, period. New paragraph, past medical history. Denies. New paragraph, past surgical history. Is a hysterectomy. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured either knee in the past period. She has not had prior fall injuries or any fall injuries after this incident, period. She has not been in any serious automobile accidents, only minor accidents with no substantial injury, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient occupation is that of a retail merchandiser full-time, period. Although she works full-time, it is with pain, and she works at a slower pace with frequent breaks, including sitting, period. She did miss 2 months of work because of this injury, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Her first visit after the injury at Holmes Regional Medical Center, HOLMES, dated December 31st, 2024. Chief complaint, injury to right knee. The injury happened 7 days ago, period. It was a fall at the airport. She has persistent pain, swelling, decreased range of motion of the right knee, period. On physical examination, there were abnormalities, particularly the extremities, with swelling, warmth, tenderness, and erythema present in the right knee, period, mild erythema and swelling, period. X-rays of the knee were ordered. Three views of the right knee obtained. Acute slight complex fracture of the patella, period. There is approximately 5 millimeter separation of the proximal and distal pole on the lateral view, period. Moderate to large joint effusion, period. Diffuse soft tissue swelling about the knee, period. Knee immobilizer was applied to the right knee, period. Considered arthrocentesis for joint effusion right knee, however, fracture present, period. Suspected hemarthrosis, period. Agreed that this procedure is not indicated at this time. Follow up with ortho outpatient, period. There is a large joint effusion present, considered drainage, however, not indicated at this time, period. Clinical impression is closed displaced transverse fracture of the right patella, period. End of report. medical note dated February 26, 2025. Patient in today for her third follow-up of her right knee. She sustained a patella fracture at the end of December, period. New x-rays were obtained today that showed a healed fracture of the patella, period. She states she slipped and fell and was seen at Holmes Regional, period. This was on December 31st, period. She had pain and instability, period. Assessment is pain of the right knee joint, period. End of report. Another medical note, February 11th, 2025. Chief complaint, anxiety. I can't seem to focus, depressed. History of present illness. I had an accident December 24th and broke my kneecap, period. Assessment, generalized anxiety disorder. Status is worsening. A diagnosis 2, ADHD, secondary. Diagnosis 3, major depressive disorder. Period, end of report. I, Dr. Mandel, have reviewed several medical records, including records from Brightside Health, CVS Pharmacy bills, Grow Therapy, GRO Therapy, bills, Stewart Orthopedic Records and Bills, comma, Brightside Health Records, Health First Home Regional, comma, bills from Stewart Orthopedic Group, comma, Health First Homes Regional Medical Records and Bills, period, and Outpatient Instructions, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing the IME, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the fall of December 24th, 2024, well, appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination performed by Zoom meeting by me, Dr. Mandel, today, the patient presented with an abnormal gait and a limp, period. Also noted on examination was a normal examination of the left knee with full range of motion, no tenderness, no swelling, period. Examination of the right knee was markedly abnormal with diminished range of motion, period. Flexion of the right knee was diminished by 34 degrees, period. Examination of the skin revealed scar tissue with indentations and elevated nodules, diffuse, period. There was 15% swelling noted of the right knee, period. The right knee appeared somewhat unstable with diminished strength, period. There was tenderness noted on palpation, particularly deep, of the right knee, period. Remainder of the visual examination was unremarkable, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, right knee trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, complex displaced fracture of the patella, comma, swelling with joint effusion, including possible hemarthrosis, comma, and scar tissue formation, period. Number two, depression and anxiety, period. The above two diagnoses were directly caused by the airport fall injury of December 24th, 2024, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, the patient does have a permanent impairment as it relates to the right knee, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning the patient will have continuous pain, diminished range of motion, and swelling of the right knee for the remainder of her life, period. As she continues to age, she will have further likelihood of arthritis in the right knee, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. She was advised by her doctors in approximately 3 to 5 years. She will need a knee replacement due to the fall, period. It is my feeling that I agree that she will ultimately down the road require a total knee replacement, contributed greatly but not totally by this fall injury, period. The patient may need to consider scar tissue and nodular revision of the knee, period. Ongoing over anti-inflammatory and analgesic medications, particularly of an over-the-counter nature, will be $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. Some knee injections will cost $2,500, period. A knee brace will cost $150 and need to be replaced every 2 years. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. We did an independent medical evaluation by taking the patient's history, reviewing extensive medical records, and performing a Zoom physical examination, We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, New paragraph. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation. End of dictation. Thank you.